State legislators from both sides of the aisle, environmental advocates, organized labor, and the business community met with reporters along Buffalo's waterfront Friday to drum up support for the proposed Water Bond Act. Assemblyman Robin Schimminger says whether it ends up being $2 billion or $7 billion, it's a step in the right direction. Schimminger says water is Western New York's most valuable resource.
Infrastructure is needed to bring water to people. Infrastructure is needed to keep our roads good, to keep our highways running, and to keep our bridges and culverts safe. So the investment that we will make this year is an important one for our region, for our economy, for jobs, and for the health and safety of people.
Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper Executive Director Jill Jedlicka says an investment in water is an investment in the local economy.
And the brilliance in this proposal is that not only does it address the gray infrastructure and support the operating engineers and the folks that do that work, but it also looks at the concept of living infrastructure. We need to protect our source waters. We need to protect our natural environments just as much because they provide a function to water infrastructure as well.
If approved, the Water Bond Act would fund upgrades to wastewater systems to stop sewage pollution, protect drinking water at its source, and increase New York Superfund for hazardous waste cleanup. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.